fact, he is on the line with us live right now. He was a sixth-round pick of the Bills in 2010, and Arthur Motes joins us on the line now. He is now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Arthur, how are you? Good to talk to you tonight.
I'm doing well, man. How you been?
Pretty good. We miss you up there in Buffalo and Western New York, and if any of our listeners
maybe I miss you guys, too.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of fans up there, a lot of friends, and we want to invite people. If you have a comment or a question for Arthur, the phone line's open, 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. My one Arthur Motes lasting impression, Arthur, wherever I saw you, locker room, in our radio studio, walking the halls, you always had a big smile on your face. I hope you still do that down here in Pittsburgh, do you?
Oh, absolutely. You know me, man. I'm always going to be smiling regardless of the situation.
What makes you so happy? Where do you get all that upbeat energy from?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm in a great situation, but, you know, as long as I'm alive, why not smile? I mean, what other reason would I have to not smile about? You know, that's how I always look at it.
Well, it's a great approach to life and a great approach to the game, and I salute you for that. Arthur, tell me about the transition. You're a free agent after 4 years with the Bills, and all of a sudden you got to look around a little bit. Tell me what went through your mind back there in March when you realized that you were going to be a free agent and out on the market.
Well, you know, I feel like the biggest thing was, you know, going through the free agency process was just trying to find the best fit for me and my family. And ultimately, we felt very comfortable with the Pittsburgh Steelers and with Coach Tomlin. And after we were able to talk to him and you know, come to an agreement and stuff like that, we felt like this was the best situation. So that's what we went with it. And, you know, it's no hard feelings about, you know, the Bills or any other organization, but I just felt like this was what was best for me and my career at that time.
Did you have an existing relationship with Coach Tomlin from somewhere?
I mean, I knew him, you know, just from him being from my hometown and stuff, and then, you know, just occasionally talking to him after we would play them and things like that, but nothing on a personal level to, you know, to that extent.
But there had to be something about him and something about this defense that you thought would be a pretty good fit for you. Tell me what that might have been.
Well, I mean, anytime you think about Coach Dick LeBeau, I mean, he's a legendary guy, you know, and everyone knows the success that he's had, you know, coaching defenses, even as a player, so... Anytime, you know, you're coming out and you have the opportunity to play for somebody like that and play for a legendary defense, I mean, you're kind of jumping at that opportunity. And for me, I mean, I felt like it was going to be a really good move for me. And like I said, after meeting with Coach LeBeau and being able to sit down with him and just hear some of the ideas that he had and things like that, I mean, you definitely get excited about it.
Yeah. What's it like to play under Dick LeBeau? You know, a living legend. He's in the Hall of Fame for his work as a player and an assistant coach. What's he like to play for?
Man, it's a great feeling to play for a guy like him, man. And the thing is this, he's seen so much, you know, as far as, you know, different schemes and different things that happen on the field, you know, from a player's perspective and from a coach's perspective. So nothing catches him off guard. So he's always able to talk to you and basically just help you to understand what you need to be looking for. And he's very, you know, attention to detail type of guy. And that's what makes him really well, I mean, and have such success at this level.
Arthur, you also have Joey Porter, right, who's been assisting Coach LeBeau on that defense. Tell me about how much work you get with him, and what's he like as a coach?
Oh, man, Joey Porter, he's a great guy to be around. And the thing is, you know, me being on the outside, he's there every day with me. And ultimately, you know, the same intensity that you would see him play with, you know, that's the same intensity he brings into the meeting rooms, the same intensity that he brings to the practice fields. And ultimately, man, anytime you get a guy with that type of mentality around you, it's contagious. So not only, you know, does he have that mentality, but now all the guys in that locker room and in that outside linebacker room get that same mentality, and that's why I feel like we're going to have a lot of success this year.
We're live on the line with Arthur Motes, who wore number 52 in Buffalo. Now he wears number 55 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Arthur, 4 years in Buffalo, you got a good chance to play, and in fact, last year you started 12 games for the Bills. Did you expect that you might finish your career or at least have a longer run with the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I mean, I definitely thought that, and ultimately, you know, anytime you get drafted by an organization and you're there for, you know, 4 years like I was, I mean, you definitely become attached to it, but at the same time, it is a business, and that's the part you have to understand, so you can't hold personal grudges if, you know, things don't go the way you want them to go. You just have to understand that, hey, business-wise, it didn't match, so, okay, we go in a different direction, but, you know, Buffalo still has a place in my heart.
I had a flashback today when I was thinking about doing this interview with you, and you and I have talked about this. Your first preseason game against the Redskins, you're a sixth-round pick out of JMU, up down at the FedEx Field against the Redskins, and things happened pretty quickly for you in that game, didn't they? Things were kind of spinning around.
Really quick. And I remember that year we had a lot of guys that were hurt as far as the linebackers went. So, I mean, I was right up there in the fire, learning on the fly. So, yeah, it was definitely a – a very interesting and memorable experience for me.
The thing was, coming out of James Madison, you were like a nose tackle, right, at James Madison? That was your first time, really, as a linebacker.
DN, yeah. I had, you know, hand in the ground DN, and literally my first game, I'm out there, it might have been the second series of the preseason game, and, yeah, I'm out there inside linebacker, still learning coverages, and it was crazy. But, you know, we made the most of the situation, though.
Yeah, and you sure did. I mean, you played a lot for the Bills over those 4 years, and you moved around a little bit, right? A little outside linebacker, a little inside linebacker. What were you most comfortable in when you were playing with the Bills?
Well, I mean, honestly, I felt pretty comfortable with most of the positions that I played. I know this past year I was really comfortable with inside linebacker, but that was because I had spent, you know, the past 2 years in that type of position, so I was really comfortable there. But, I mean, my first years, I was more comfortable at outside because that was what, you know, I knew coming from college and stuff like that. And ultimately, I feel like, you know, me bouncing around from position to position, it really helped me out as far as growing as a player and growing, you know, mentally, so I would know more as far as the coverage aspect, and it's helped me a lot now.
Well, it appears that now, and you tell me, but it looks like the Steelers have you ticketed as an outside linebacker. That's pretty much all you've worked so far since you've been here, Arthur?
Yes, that's true. I've been working mainly at outside, but at the same time, they've already told me to make sure I know the inside linebacker stuff. But, you know, we have, you know, two really good linebackers inside with Lawrence Timmons and Ryan Shazier. So, I mean, as long as those guys are healthy, I should be good as far as being on the edge.
Yeah, Shazier's, I guess, been a little banged up. Reports are that he might play tomorrow. He's the first-round draft pick. What can you tell us about Ryan Shazier? How does he look so far?
Oh, man, the kid looks really good. I mean, he's a physical specimen, you know, as far as being big, strong, and fast. And ultimately, I mean, the mental, you know, awareness that he's had, you know, coming into the league is definitely impressed me a lot. It's very similar to Kiko. You know, he's not a guy that's going to get, you know, rattled or, I guess, like, let the situation be too big for him. You know, he's always cool and stuff like that. And that's what you want to see out of a rookie.
I was looking at the whole lineup there. There's a lot of talent. Jarvis Jones, a former first-round pick. Lawrence Timmons, Jason World. You're in a really good linebacking crew, which is almost what the Steelers are known for over the years, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I feel like, you know, every year they have the top linebackers out. And you know, as a defender, you want to be a part of that defense. So just to have the opportunity to be a part of this and you know, come in and make plays, that's also what you want as a player.
We're live with Arthur Motes, former Bills linebacker, now the Pittsburgh Steelers outside linebacker. Do you know how much you'll play in tomorrow night's game, Arthur? Do you expect to play a lot?
I plan on playing a good amount. I mean, and, you know, ultimately it's the preseason, so it can vary as much as possible. But, I mean, this will be our second game, and it's the Bills' third game, so, of course, the subs are going to be a lot different just because of, you know, the progression of the preseason and stuff. But I definitely play a good amount, though.
And do you do a lot of work on special teams with the Steelers?
Yes, I do, and I'm excited about that as well. I mean, that's been, you know, one of my things I've been doing since my rookie year, and I definitely plan on continuing that.
Arthur, one thing that you really made your mark in Buffalo was off-the-field work. I mean, the Walter Payton Man of the Year last year, you were heavily involved with the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. You and I talked about this once before, but you had a real strong commitment to the Buffalo community, and you acted on it during your 4 years there, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I definitely plan to you know, continue my community service and stuff down here in Pittsburgh. And that's just one of the things that, you know, I always felt like if you're in this type of position, you should give back, you should want to do it. And ultimately, I try and instill that in my children as well. So I definitely plan on continuing that.
I wonder, like, everybody doesn't have that approach, Arthur. And a guy in your position, I wonder if you might think, first thing I got to do is make the team, lock down my roster spot, and then I can do the community stuff. But it seems like you're willing to dive right into the community right away.
Well, I always look at it like this. If there's an opportunity and it's an interest that, you know, me and my family have, well, we try to act on it right then. We don't want to, you know, necessarily just wait. Because at the end of the day, I mean, how long are you going to wait? And it's never a moment where it's like, oh, well, now we're safe. Now we can do this. Like, I always just look at it, hey, if there's an opportunity right here, and like I said, we both feel comfortable with the situation, then we're going to go ahead and act on it.
Well, it's a great approach, Arthur. I salute you for that. I wonder how much catching up did you get to do with your former Bills teammates when you're out there on the practice field at La Trobe this week?
Oh, man, we didn't catch up too much on the field, you know, because we had to, you know, focus on competing against each other and both of us getting better. But afterwards, it was good to see all the guys and chop up with them a little bit. But I definitely told them, I mean, hey, we had a game coming up, so we could be friends after Saturday. But before that, not at all. Don't talk to me.
I get you. Hey, last thing. La Trobe is an interesting atmosphere. I had never been there before Wednesday afternoon. It really feels like, I mean, it's a training camp, and there's fans and everything, but
oh,
it
yeah.
does for some reason, being in the Laurel Highlands there with the bowl surrounding the stadium, it feels like old school NFL training camp out there. Did you get that feeling too?
Oh yeah, definitely do, man. And like you said, it's strictly a football atmosphere out here. It's not a lot of, you know, endorsements going on. It's not a lot of extra stuff. It's just fans, football, pads popping, and ultimately that's what you want. I mean, the competition that goes on out here every day, and then being able to have the Bills come into town and practice against them, I mean, you could just feel that type of intensity out here. And like you said, the mood and the setting was perfect.
Yeah. You're finished with training camp now, right? Did you guys break camp yet, or is that tomorrow morning?
We'll break tomorrow morning, yep.
Okay. Well, Arthur, it's always great to catch up with you. We wish you well. Thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight, and good luck to you. Stay healthy.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate that.
Okay. Arthur Motes, who you'll see him in the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform tomorrow night, wearing number 55, backup outside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers after 4 years with the Buffalo Bills. Always smiling, always happy. Did a great job for the Bills on and off the field. And in a short time, really, of 4 years stint in Buffalo, really managed to make his mark on the community with all that he did for the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. He was the Bills Walter Maton Man of the Year award winner last year. Arthur Motes, one of the all-time great guys.